Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. The Bible is God's written revelation to mankind. When we say it is God's, we are emphasizing that God is the source, the author, and not mankind. In the Bible, man is not writing about God, but rather God is speaking to us. Today on Drawing Near, we see this truth clearly proclaimed. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study the inspired Word of God. And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. And our Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to study in particular your word, your revelation to us. We ask, Father, that you would open our hearts and our minds to these truths. Give us understanding, not just understanding of the facts or the truths themselves, but understanding of why they're important and how the world wants to twist these things for their own purposes. We understand that these things are spiritually discerned. You help us to understand them by faith. Give us patience with the world, for they lack faith and spiritual discernment. Now guide us in our study. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In today's study, we continue sharing from the same passage that we shared from in our last study, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Today, let's look at verse 16 and 17. We're going to focus on verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Our Bible is referred to by many different terms: the Bible, Scripture, the Word of God, God's Holy Word, etc. In verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're told all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's where we're going to put our focus today. All Scripture, not some Scripture, not most Scripture, and there are many people who have trouble with that. There are many so-called scholars out there who would like to chop up the Word of God and say, this is inspired, this is not inspired, this is given, this is not given. They want to attribute some of these things to men, some of these things to God. They want to see the Bible as an edited piece of literature rather than what it is, what the Bible says of itself, God's inspired word. So the first thing we see in this passage in verse 16 is that all Scripture is being referred to. Genesis through Revelation, every verse in between. All Scripture is given. That's an important term to me. God has given all Scripture. Man is not the source. God is the source. And the Bible clearly tells us that God is a giving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God gives. God loves. And Scripture is a manifestation of this giving of God. All Scripture is given. But then we're told in the last part of this sentence how it is given. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's sad that in so many translations, like the one we're reading out of, this word inspired is used for the original language. The word inspiration in this passage is better translated God breathed. It's not that God simply moved in the heart of people and they, in their fluffy response to the movement or the inspiration of God, began to write their thoughts about God. That's what we mean by inspiration so much of the time in our culture. Someone is inspired, and then they begin to create and shape and move and express. This word is God-breathed. All Scripture is God-breathed, breathed of God. It's the result of God breathing life, breathing out, breathing truth into the writers of Scripture. We have our life, according to the Bible, because God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. That's what he breathed into man, in Adam. He breathed into his nostril the breath of life. God has breathed his word into existence. The writers of Scripture were carried along by the breath of God. They use their personalities. They use their mind, their intellect, their gifts. But God is the source of the truth within them. This gives the word of God its authority, its infallibility, its inerrancy. We can trust Scripture because it's not man writing about God. It is God informing man about himself. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is God-breathed. That's how it's delivered. There's no doubt that this is one of the most important truths in all of the Bible, and that the Bible itself claims to be breathed out, inspired by God. We have to look at the Bible in this way, because when we don't, then we're just simply saying, well, that's just one man's view, that's just one person's view of God's word or whatever. Then we can make truths about sin. That was cultural back then. That's how they saw it back then. But it's different today. We have evolved or grown past that. That is erroneous thought. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In his perfection, he delivers to us his word. He breathes it into existence, and it doesn't change. Though heaven and earth pass away, not one small stroke of God's word will pass away. We need to know this. You need to have concrete, solid conviction that God is the source of Scripture and that Scripture is ultimately authoritative. We bend our will to the truth of God's word. And we understand the Bible not through our own lenses, but we understand that the Bible comes from God and it has a singular interpretation. He is the one who tells us what he means in the Scripture. And that's the challenge. If we look at this passage in context with what we looked at in our last study, Paul tells Timothy, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy Scriptures," the Scriptures are holy, "which are able to make you wise through salvation, which is in Christ Jesus." And then Paul writes, "All Scripture is God-breathed." You need to know who you've learned this from. You need to have confidence in it. You've been assured of these things, and you need to continue in these things. You need to continue doing what God's word says. Why? Well, it's able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, and it is God-breathed. That's what Paul writes. Paul writes that because God inspires, moves in his heart through his breath to cause him to write it. Very often when I go to read a passage of Scripture in church or Bible study, I will say, "And Paul says," or "Peter says," and then I'll add this phrase, "under the leadership of the Holy Spirit," because that's what God-breathed is. God-breathed is the breath or the Spirit of God working in the hearts of people. This gives me so much confidence, so much faith in God's word. It clearly helps me to understand that I'm not living according to man's notions about right and wrong, about truth, about God, but I'm living according to God's authoritative, holy, inspired, or breathed word. I hope you have the same confidence. Father in heaven, as we continue to look at these truths in the days ahead, I pray, Father, that you would work in our hearts and minds to establish these foundational truths in a rock-solid way in our hearts. Help us to see them, to know them, to be assured of them, and then live confidently according to them. Father, I thank you that you made yourself known in this way, in this lasting, ongoing record of your truth. Now, Father, give us the faith to live by it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, he will draw near to us.